Berry Food Bank has some pretty amazing goals this year, and it's because the need is even greater than it ever has been. Karen Hsu is with the Berry Food Bank. She's going to tell us a little bit about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Doing awesome. And thank you for all you do at the Berry Food Bank in providing for people with food insecurities. And right now, the goals are pretty big. Could you tell us the goals this year for the Berry Food Bank during this Christmas season?
So, you know, the demand for our food support has grown so sharply over the last couple of years that we have set aside a campaign goal to raise $1 million and collect 300,000 pounds of food to meet the need.
I don't know how to put that number in perspective, that much food. So is that a full warehouse? What does that kind of even look like?
So in general, we process about 2 million pounds of food through our warehouse in a combination of food donations, community food drives, and recovery from grocery stores. So this 300,000 pounds of food should get us through to Easter. And then we do another Easter food drive, et cetera.
My goodness. And the financial component, that helps to fill in like the gaps in the food, like the things that don't come in that you still need?
100%. You know, the food and the money aren't coming in as fast as our demand is increasing. So we're just looking to close the gap between the need and the resources that have been entrusted to us by the generous, members of the Berry community. So it's all just trying to help families who once got by but now find themselves struggling to put food on the table. And so, you know, especially this Christmas season, just ensuring that no one in Berry is left behind.
Now, for folks who may not know, where is the food bank located? And maybe they need, you know, they know of somebody right now who maybe has a need, or, you know, maybe they could just take them. Sometimes people are a little bit shy to go, are they?
100%. So to answer your question, we're located at 42 Ann Street South, behind Pioneer Pools here in Berry. And, you know, the stats are that one in five people who are food insecure, only one in five are coming to seek the help of a food bank. And that could be, like you said, a shame, embarrassment, guilt. You know, four-fifths of people, you know, rack up their credit cards or their line of credit or beg from family and friends before they even get to the point of needing, of having the strength to, you know, to come and assist us. And we want to dispel that. We want to be a welcoming environment. If you need food support, come to us.
Now, if people are thinking, okay, I would like to, I'm going to gather something together and I want to be able to make a contribution. Food-wise, there are things that you... Let's just start with the things that maybe don't bring.
Don't bring anything that's past its best before date.
Yeah, okay.
Anything that's
yeah.
expired or past its... Don't bring anything that's used or
yeah.
crushed
okay,
or,
yeah.
You know,
like fresh
kind
fruit,
of obvious.
Things like that, you know, like
but
fresh...
We need everything. It's Old Mother Hubbard's cupboard here.
Gotcha.
So we need pretty much everything.
All right. Anything will help. All right. And so if people can't drop by the location, but they still want to help out, are there different locations? Are you going to be other places in the community?
So what we do is we have donation bins set up in every grocery store in Berry. So what we encourage people to do is as you're shopping for your family, drop in a couple of items in the donation bin as you check out at the grocery store. We have drivers who are coming to every grocery store in Berry up to six times a week to recover food that would otherwise have gone to waste. And we pick up the items in the donation bins at the same time.
I see. And I've also seen pre-packed bags as well that you can just you can buy and put right in the bin.
100%. The grocery stores in Berry have been very generous. We give them a list of our most needed items that pertain to the season. And they put together pre-packaged bags that hit various denominations for people's budgets, and it's a very easy way for people to give us the items that we need.
Okay, and where can people go, like if there's a way that they want to just contribute financially towards that $1 million goal? What's the website and how easy it is to do that?
Very, very easy. Our website is berryfoodbank.org. You'll see a donation portal, and we really do appreciate financial donations over food because we can buy what we want when we need it, and our purchasing power is greater than yours.
Oh,
so definitely the theme is money over food, but giving food is giving from the heart, and we certainly don't want to discourage that.
Oh, that's a good point. All right, so we will post those links on our Life Facebook page, so you can just click on over there. And if you do see a donation bin at your local grocery store, make sure that you do contribute to help fill that gap. Karen Hsu is with the Barrie Food Bank. Thanks for being with us.
I listen every morning. Thanks, Todd, Shirley, and Mike.